Welcome to another edition of the Bear Down Chicago podcast with your host, Ryan Dangle.
You picked a tie? What are we, true. In Europe? Soccer?
Ties happen in the NFL, man.
They're called draws, right?
Yeah, dude, why? Why are we doing... No, absolutely not. All right, well, you got to keep your own record now because I don't have a tie column. I got a win-loss column.
Patrick Sheldon.
I say that because the flashlight emanating and beaming from the steaming pile of was today's game is David Montgomery. He is the flashlight in my pile of poop.
Brendan Chagru.
So our buddy Brendan, who writes for USA Today, I have always screwed up his last name. Brendan. Brendan.
And Jack Wright.
Sorry, Captain Flus over there.
I'm not
so you're not excited, Jack. You're not excited about having Sarah Spain.
Yeah, wow.
Show,
maybe no, I have talent. Is that what we found out?
Featuring Cam Ellis.
Once I was like trying to get a happy answer out of him, and I was like, "Hey, man, like, do you take out of these situations? Like, what is it like to know that like you're this beloved that like these videos are going viral?" And he was just like, "I don't do it for that attention." And then he just took the next question, and I was just like, "Okay, like, I'm gonna melt into my seat and never come back here ever again."
And Logan Bradley.
Bears, rich history defensively, a lot of good linebackers. First round draft pick, hell of a player, a Bear that is going to go down in history. Nobody's going to forget. I am bringing back Shea McClellan.
The Bear Down Chicago podcast. Yeah, we're that Bears podcast.
All right, folks, welcome into a very, very special edition of the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Now, I'm your host, Ryan Dangle. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Ryan Dangle. That's D-E-N-G-E-L. Hoping to be joined by my good friend of the Three Kings of the Midway podcast, Dan. Should be here hopefully very, very soon. And I'm excited to talk to him. The other guys, doctor's appointments, work. I just happened to have the day off and just so happened to just be walking out to my space. And lo and behold, oh my gosh, the Bears, the Chicago Bears. Yes, that incredible dysfunctional organization that we all love, sort of, is hiring Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator for the Detroit, no longer in the playoff Lions. It's hard to kind of fathom that this whole process has been as dysfunctional as it has, yet somehow has yielded some amazing, incredible results. It's hard to believe. Before I get too far into this podcast, just some very quick shout outs to give. The first one goes to our guy, Jeff Cadwallader at SVN, Landmark Commercial Real Estate in Geneva. You are thinking about buying or selling some commercial real estate. You are an investor. You want to get into this sort of thing. You want to open up your own business. You got to visit jeffcre.com. Give him a call. Give him a text, 630-254-4734. If you do talk to Jeff, let him know that the guys at the Bear Down Chicago podcast say hello. If you're going to stop and get your haircut, there's really only two places that you're going to have to get it done. It's either at Hensel's Barber Shop in downtown Naperville, Illinois, or Sheridan's Barber Shop in Wheaton, Illinois. Either spot, you're going to get a fantastic freaking haircut. You can book online or by phone. Give them a call or check out henselsbarber.com or sheridansbarbershop.com. Their website is incredible. You will get a phenomenal haircut. And either way, if you go, tell them the guys at the Bear Down Chicago podcast sent you. And in either place, it's where traditional meets modern. I actually am just rocking a brand new Sheridan's haircut. I'm pretty happy with it. I'm just saying words right now. I'm so excited that I can barely fathom what's going on. I think the thing that has got me most caught up, and if you are in the chats, you're hanging out with me live, please throw in some chats. I want to hear what you're thinking, what you're kind of feeling about this. Are you as excited as I am? I know that there were a lot of people that were kind of torn on the Bear Down Chicago podcast text thread. It was Todd Monken that we were really excited about. It was Ben Johnson that we were really excited about. And we were really split on Mike McCarthy, understanding the experience that he had, but not really thinking, you know, there were so many rumors early in the week. The one that we kept hearing over and over again through multiple sources was that Ben Johnson was in fact going to the Raiders. That didn't really make a lot of sense to me. They don't have a quarterback. They don't really have the roster that the Bears do. It would seem that the Bears have some talent on this team, and they have a fairly good core of players. You know, obviously the opportunity to work with a talented quarterback like Caleb seems to be the thing that maybe pushed him over the edge. I'm not really sure. I know the details will be coming out, and this is more of just a reaction than anything else. And so I don't know, like, please, if you, again, I see that there's quite a few of you that are here hanging out with me right now. If you are in the comment section, I want to know, what do you think about this one? Are you excited? Are you nervous? And here's the thing, you know, I just got a text message from my guy, Jack Wright, and he said, I don't want to be a wet blanket, but huge but here, McCaskey is still in charge of this organization. And every single thing that we have been hearing is that this dude cannot, absolutely cannot keep his hands out of everything. Just absolutely can't. He just is unbelievably dysfunctional in the way in which he works around it. He says he's going to leave his hands off of the things, but just can't keep his hands out of the cookie jar. And so there are some parts of me that give it pause. Ben Johnson has never been a head coach before. His reluctance in which to do so last year, maybe it just wasn't the right opportunity in which to get in there. It's entirely possible. I'm not really sure. But what I do know is that this guy has been in command of one of the top NFL offenses. I have to strongly disagree with David Kaplan of ESPN 1000. I really like that guy. And I think that there are sure sometimes we disagree, but I think he gets a lot of things right. And I like a lot of his takes, not all of his takes for sure, but there are some ones that I really like. He was all Mike McCarthy and not wanting Ben Johnson. Man, I didn't want Mike McCarthy here. If it was 15 years ago, I think we're having a slightly different conversation. But the thing that I keep coming back to is this. Mike McCarthy, at least in my eyes, and I think a lot of Bears fans are kind of feeling a similar way, is that he would, in fact, raise the floor. But that the ceiling you've kind of seen, right, that his dysfunction in the playoffs over the last 10 years or so has been abysmal, taking some insanely talented Dallas teams to the playoffs, but just not doing anything with it, and a couple first round exits with a roster that really should go deep into the playoffs. I mean, I get it. You want that experience, and sometimes a change of pace can work. Largely rumored that the Bears were actually going after Mike Tomlin, inquired to see whether or not he was interested in a trade to the Bears, which, okay, maybe this was also a ploy to get Ben Johnson here. I'm not really sure. All I know is that if you look at what Ben Johnson has done with Jared Goff, minus just, I mean, people saying he doesn't want Ben Johnson because Ben Johnson had a bad game. David Kaplan said it, right? A lot of people are saying, oh, Ben Johnson had a bad game. I think Jared Goff had a bad game. The fact that he still put up 31 points when his quarterback turned the ball over four times, I think tells you a lot. Ben Johnson's creativity, the trick play, really went bad. If any of you that are watching, I need some help here. I think it was Jameson Williams. Is the one that threw the interception. And so, you know, I just, man, I don't know. I think that in and of itself really makes you know, makes you question, I guess, just a little bit. But more than anything, I think it's a bad play. As opposed to when we think about what happened with Matt Nagy right before he was hired with the Chicago Bears, the Chiefs tanked on offense when he's calling plays. Just it was bad across the night. Where you say, okay, Ben Johnson made one really bad play call. The trick play when you really probably shouldn't have done that. Can a guy learn from that? I think that he can. And so, and I think at least that's the hope. That's that he will learn from that mistake. And so, man, I don't know. I'm getting some messages right now that Dan is saying the link that I am sending is not working. And so I'm trying really hard to get Dan here. So folks, you'll have to excuse me while I am multitasking and not something that I am exceptionally good at. And I'm kind of hoping for some, again, from anyone in the comment section. Right now I've got Patrick Sheldon saying, let's freaking go, which, hey, buddy, couldn't agree more. Very, very, very excited about that one. And so, I guess I was so excited to get on that I didn't really think about making sure that my messages sent correctly. And so folks got to get me 1 second here. Oh, thank goodness, Dan, you're saving me. I got way too long-winded on a thing and it just went off on bad. And I'm trying simultaneously get you on stage while also just like wandering, meandering around.
Gotcha.
First and foremost, my buddy, how are you? It has been far too long. How is life treating you?
Man, I'm doing very, very good. It has been a long time, man, but it's cool to be back. It's cool to be here with you. I'm looking forward to our little discussion today. Got some breaking news, of course, so that's always nice to see. I see you doing well. How's everything doing with you guys?
Man, family is good. Life is good. I'm excited. Again, if we could have gotten this technology figured out 10 minutes ago, I would have been in a lot better spot. So I want to apologize for all of you that heard me, a long meandering, winding thing. Okay, so let's get this out of the way first before we go any further, Dan. You're not just with the Three Kings of the Midway. You're also on another podcast now too, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. I'm doing one called Foul on the Play. And that is one that we do on Tuesdays. We record on Tuesdays, and then it usually comes out Wednesday is when it comes out. So doing pretty good, doing things there and enjoying it, man. It's on Team NBS Media, okay. Which is a pretty nice little thing. They handle a ton of different stuff, not just Chicago Bears, of course. So it's always fun, man. It's talking sports, talking football. That's what I love to do. So I have a blast doing it.
And you're exceptionally at it, which is why, again, I'm so excited to have you on here. Dan, give me your quick reaction. Your initial thoughts of the Bears have hired a new head coach, and it's Ben Johnson.
I mean, it was great news come down the pipe. You know what I mean? I didn't expect it today, of course. I think everybody was not really expecting it to hit so suddenly, so quickly. Right. So it's a lot of thoughts that pop into your head, man. It's a good hire, you know what I mean? And he was on my list of maybe my top three or four that I wanted to have. Of course, Vrabel, that was number one for me, just because he's had so much success. But you know, once you got down, it was kind of like cluttered with, you know, McCarthy and this guy and Ben Johnson, and then you know you had the defensive coordinator from the Lions as well that I really much liked, Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple other candidates and things like that. But I think we got, you know, somebody that was top three in my opinion. The Bears could have went several different ways, right? They could have went the way of, hey, let's get a retread and maybe Cliff Kingsbury, or you know, you got Ron Rivera who's been there, done that. He's been a head coach before,
right?
And he's got some ties to the organization. And then you have the newcomers, the hot commodity, which is Ben Johnson, right? And in my opinion, I was like, okay, Cliff Kingsbury, really good, but he flamed out. I don't want his second chance to be with the Bears. That's my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me the hot commodity. Give me the guy that everybody's clamoring for, or somebody that's already done it if you want to go that route. If you want to go experience, I wouldn't say go Cliff Kingsbury because it didn't work out. So I don't want him to be the retread for us. I'd rather have a guy that actually worked out or give me the hot commodity, the new guy. And I think between him and Cliff Kingsbury, Ben Johnson, Cliff Kingsbury, as far as play calling is concerned, I consider them both top of the charts in that category.
What Cliff Kingsbury has done with Jaden Daniels is absolutely incredible. Those two just seem like they're just so in sync. It's so good for both sides. I don't really see Cliff Kingsbury leaving this season. I think he wants to keep that thing going. There's clearly a really good thing going with them. Mm-hmm. Dan, I've also got Brendan Chagrou, the assistant editor of Bears Wire. Brendan, I didn't know if you were going to make it. So welcome to the Bear Down Chicago podcast, by which you are a co-host, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. I only got a few minutes because I got to be, right. There's a lot to write about today, guys. It is a good day. I mean, I had sort of resigned, maybe not resigned, but I just didn't know which direction this was going to go. There was a lot of talk about the Raiders last week, a lot of Raiders fans in my mentions just trying to say, oh, he's coming to Ben Johnson is coming to the Raiders, just accept it. But man, credit to the Bears for not only landing the top fish in this coaching cycle, but doing it so stealthy. I mean, they like all of the noise was coming from other teams. And then you really just heard about a few things really in the last few hours. But look, every NFL coach hire is a gamble, no matter how you look at it.
True.
Even for the guys who have done it before, every situation is different. Every roster is different. But Ben Johnson is that is the time to take the biggest gamble because of what he has done with the Lions. I mean, Jared Goff was on the scrap heap just 3 years ago. There was talk about who the Lions were going to draft to get a new quarterback instead of him. Right. And he turns him into a dark horse MVP candidate. I mean, we all saw it. We've seen it over the last 3 years. Like we've seen how the Lions have done, but man, this guy is like, I like the fact that he not only went back to the Lions last year because he wanted to bet on himself. He saw one more shot winning with Detroit. But the fact that he didn't fall off, like how many times have we seen offensive coordinators just sort of like they're a flash in the pan. Maybe they have a good year or two, but then something happens and they're getting fired a year later. I mean, look at like Bobby Slowick. He could be potentially getting fired from Houston. So the fact that he has maintained success in basically 3 years straight is such a hard thing to do in the NFL. And now you pair him with Caleb Williams, this young offense. I mean, We really don't know how this is going to look until the games actually start taking place in the fall. So I'm excited. I'm going to be like kind of tempering total, like, you know, expectations until the games actually begin, but you had to do it. And I'm so glad that they actually landed the big fish this time because we were talking ourselves into Mike McCarthy. I kept sending you guys Mike McCarthy memes and AI images. Just get ready to speak, you know, watermelon guys, but
nope. So just a couple of that was not one I was excited about in any way, shape, or form. So guys, I wanted to get this out here really quick. Adam Schefter reporting that Dennis Allen may be coming in as the Chicago Bears new defensive coordinator. That for me makes it seem like Ben Johnson is going to run the offensive side of the room. And then Dennis Allen, former head coach, as well a defensive coordinator, he's going to be your defensive guy. Almost a little bit like the Nagy Fangio kind of situation. But maybe hopefully with a lot more function instead of dysfunction. Dan and Brennan, how are you guys kind of feeling about that?
Man, I think the Dennis Allen hire, if he's coming into town, I think that's a great hire. That's a great pickup. He's a really, really good, excellent defensive coordinator. He's had various success with different teams and he knows what to do. He knows what it takes to get the job done. So he'll be able to kind of take hold of what we have in the locker room and maybe draw out the best of it, weed through some of the problem areas, and then, you know, figure out what we can do going forward. But I think he's a really good hire. Like I said, the success that he's had in the NFL is extensive. That was one of the things that I was concerned about when it came to Ben Johnson, right? What is the staff going to look like? What's the staff that he's going to create? That was my biggest thing, because you can be a great offensive play caller, but if you don't have coaches and different positional coaches that really know what they're doing, the development of the guys will be behind your play calling, no matter what you say. You know what I mean? So him as a play caller, offensive play caller, I think that's going to bode well for Caleb. But getting a guy like Dennis Allen in here to be the defensive coordinator is going to do wonders for the players that we have currently and what we're looking forward into in the future as well.
Yeah, I really, at first glance, I'm kind of like, okay, Dennis Allen, things didn't end well in New Orleans, obviously. He kind of clashed with some players. Mm-hmm. But taking a step back and looking at him as a defensive coordinator, he is very solid. I mean, you know, he was the DC for the Saints from 15 to 2022 before Sean Payton left. And those defenses were pretty damn good, if you don't remember. They not only got talent, but they got the most out of the talent. He throws unique looks at you. And the fact that Ben Johnson, is aligning himself with a former head coach who kind of has been there, done that a little bit, I think is going to help him, because while Allen wasn't successful as a head coach, at least he did the job. So kind of having that experience to lean on a little bit, and then to have him run the defense, like you said, Ryan, about like the Vic Fangio, Matt Nagy model, or even the Matt Nagy, Chuck Pagano model with what he was doing, you know, after he was a former head coach. It's a very smart play. So, and I was going back and forth with Jeremy Layton about this before I hopped on. As long as Dennis Allen kind of stays in his lane and it maybe, you know, doesn't worry about the optics a little too much, I think it's going to be a really good hire. I do worry a little bit maybe about some clashing, because there's some strong personalities on the Bears defense. And like I said, Dennis Allen rubbed some people the wrong way, so who knows how that works. But look, if he's running a good defense and they're having success, then winning cures all. We know that.
Absolutely.
Now, Brendan, I know you don't have a lot of time. I also don't have a lot of time. And so I do want to get to this question, guys, because I'm very curious to hear both your responses. What do you think it was? As opposed to just dollars, right? Because sure, maybe the Bears came to play. I just saw a quick rumor. I don't know how true it is that the Bears are paying him $15 million. We'll see what that means. Any of that stuff. Again, nothing substantiated yet. And so aside from dollars, dollar bills, right? Sorry, just got a little Wu-Tang in my head just all of a sudden, right? Sorry about that. So anyway, so other than money, right? What is it that has the Bears pulling a big fish? That, because again, Brendan, I think you said it. I think I said it before either one of you guys got here. This is uncharacteristic of the Bears. They don't land the big fish. Now, you know, we said Matt Nagy was a hot candidate when he was hired, but he wasn't the guy. This is the guy that there were other teams that were, they're pining over themselves last season to this season. So what was the thing that pushed them over the edge? Was it Caleb?
It has to be Caleb. I mean, look at the other options that were out there. We talked about the Raiders. They don't have a quarterback. Aiden O'Connell is, you know, just, he's a placeholder guy, and it's not a rich quarterback class either. So you're not really looking into, okay, can he win with Shure Sanders? We don't know, but it's a lot weaker than it was this time last year. And the Raiders do have some pieces on offense and defense. I know Brock Bowers, you know, in the running for winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, and then Max Crosby, a few guys on defense. But, you know, it all comes down to the quarterback, and the Bears just had a much better plan in place because they have somebody in place. Like, if you're asking Ben Johnson to come in and say, okay, let's wait and see what happens in a year, or you're giving up all of your resources to make some big fish play to try and lure somebody else to your team, you're already starting behind the eight ball, essentially. The Bears don't have to do that. So I think that plays a role into it. I think with Jacksonville, them keeping Trent Baalke was huge. Trent Baalke sucks. And the fact that, I mean, like, he's horrific. I don't know what he does to keep his job for as long as he has in both places with the 49ers and the Jaguars. But as soon as they kept him, I said, okay, that is good news for the Bears, because I think that probably would have been an ideal landing spot for them, because they have a decent roster. They have a quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. You know, there's pieces to work with there. And I think Shad Khan was also willing to pay him as well. But, you know, it really seems like, yeah, the Bears like ponied up to get the money out there. Like, we heard that wasn't going to be an issue back in December. And so the fact that they're actually following through on it, I mean, I think that's the Kevin Warren factor. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Ryan Poles too. I'm not exactly sure Ryan Poles was like a deciding factor or anything, but there were rumors that Johnson was okay working with Poles, and that certainly seems to be the case. I did just get a text. I'm not going to out the person who sent it to me.
Please don't.
But no, of course not. But the fact that somebody told me that they had a Lions person who said Ben Johnson, quote, like viscerally despised DeAndre Swift's effort. Expect something to happen there. And we know things did not end well with DeAndre Swift. So maybe, you know, one of his first moves personnel wise is to, you know, find a new running back.
Dan, and especially I'm so curious to hear your thought, because you and I, we have not talked in a long time about this. Mm-hmm. I know you have not been a huge fan of the way that the Caleb situation has been handled and all that sort of stuff. So what do you think it is? What pulled Ben Johnson to the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think, I put a tweet out like several weeks ago where I talked about this Bears coaching job, and it was the rumors were, oh, the Bears are not a good, you know, landing spot for a head coach. Guys are going to pass over them and things like that. And I had a totally different view. I was like, no, I believe it's one of them premier ones this go around. You look at all these other teams that were looking for somebody, you know, the Raiders, the Jets, the Saints, all these teams are, you know, the Browns, possibly the Cowboys, all these teams have several big issues. There are teams that haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. There are teams that haven't been good since 2002 with the Raiders. You know what I mean? These are teams that play musical chairs at quarterback and coach throughout the years, right? So you're looking at the Chicago Bears and they're saying, okay, yeah, we have our deficiencies and we have our problems. Maybe there's a meddlesome owner sometimes that kind of inserts himself and wants things to be done in a family-oriented way, which is not really a football atmosphere. Those are the things that we say are drawbacks. And then, of course, there's people that didn't trust Poles. They didn't trust Kevin Warren at one point in time. So I was just like, no, this job is pretty much a good job because you have a quarterback. You have some players that are key players, positional players that you have to pay money to anyway that are locked up long term, like DJ Moore, Jalen Johnson, and Montez Sweat. Those are premier positions, three of the five premier positions that you have to pay money to are locked up, and you still have $82 million this offseason to spend. So you have plenty of money, right? You have Caleb on a rookie contract. He's also a very good option. But one thing that I don't think people are going to give credit to, because they're so displeased with how things have been done with the Chicago Bears, is that maybe, just maybe, people, the Chicago Bears are getting this thing right for the first time from an organizational standpoint. And what I mean by that is maybe Poles, Warren, and those guys, maybe they're to get a little bit of credit, because you know what? We did capture this big fish for the first time, right? Nobody else has been able to do that. Can we say it's all because of Caleb? Maybe. But at the end of the day, those guys are the ones that did the interview. So we have to give them a little bit of credit for doing their due diligence in the regard of, you know, because there was a lot of questions. Let's be real. You know, 20 some odd guys that were interviewed at some point in time. And of course, not everybody was a legit candidate, in my opinion. Right. But at the end of the day, when they narrowed it down and they say, OK, they lost on Sunday and then Monday you had this guy hired, they knew who they wanted. They knew who they mm-hmm. wanted. Now, the rest of the stuff was doing their due diligence just in case they didn't get him. But they knew who they wanted all along, and I think it was Ben Johnson. So I got to give them credit, and a lot of people are not going to give them credit, but I'm going to be the first one to do it.
Yeah, they sold him. I mean, like, Kevin Warren sold him. Like, he's played the politician role well. And you're right, like, Dan, they didn't Bears it. They didn't get the mm-hmm. wrong guy in the building and then hire the Canadian coach who can barely, you know, command a room.
There's nothing exactly. wrong with Canadians. We know TJ Brooks is in the comment section right now. TJ, we love Canada. We do. No, I would say I have been incredibly critical of Ryan Poles as of late, and I think deservedly so. He hasn't done a lot of great things, and one of the biggest things was retaining Matt Eberflus. Absolutely. And I think every single one of us knew that was a bad choice. It was a bad decision in which to do that. But I know Jack isn't here, but I know his point would be, how much of that is McCaskey? And McCaskey continues to bungle things up, and so if Ryan Poles and Kevin Warren did this in spite of McCaskey, or to say, hey, George, maybe it's time to step aside and let us actually do the job that you hired us to do. I don't know that I really care right now. It's just, mm-hmm. I'm excited and I can't believe it, because over every coaching hire since Lovie Smith, I have been disappointed. I've been frustrated. I talked myself into Nagy. I talked myself sort of into Eberflus at one point, but never really getting into it. I was never into Trestman, right? And so this is a Bears coaching hire that I can say I'm genuinely excited for. They swung for the fences, and we'll see what happens. He may be terrible. He may be terrible, right? Because he's a Chicago Bears head coach. But my hope is that maybe they've finally got the guy.
I want to get to this question from Ozzy real quickly. I think it's a great one. Question for the boys. How much did the Lions loss help the Bears get their guy? I think it helped tremendously. I mean, really, like, that was the biggest factor, because I could totally understand the Bears starting to panic. The more that, you know, conversations can be had, the more teams can talk to Ben Johnson, maybe start to sway him a little bit. And then you might make the panic hire of Mike McCarthy. Because you know he's out there right now, he can be hired, and you know, like, well, the Saints want to talk to him too. So the fact that, like, decisions could have been made, like, this week, I still think, knowing how fast this happened, like, the Bears were still Ben Johnson's priority. But still, like, we've all been there, guys. Like, when you have job offers, the more you stew on it, the more you kind of go one way or the other, and you start to second guess things. So the fact that this got done, you know, as quickly as it did, like, shout out to the Commanders, man. Shout out to Jane Daniels for making this happen, because I don't think there's a guarantee we're sitting here in like 2-3 weeks if the Lions go to the Super Bowl and we're still waiting for Ben Johnson to be the Bears head coach, because you could see them potentially panic and hire somebody that they know they can get now versus waiting for Johnson.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good point. Like I agree with you on that. I think it was a good thing that, you know, the Lions lost. Now, I was, you know, to be honest with you, I know we hate the Lions, but I was hoping for the Lions to win, because I liked, you know, I'm looking at them and I'm like, man, they've been a terrible franchise for so long. And it was like, I've been to a couple of games there, and the fans, you know what I mean? They're nice to me. You know what I mean? I haven't had any issues with them, but it's good that they lost, because hey, it put the things in motion. And this really, it sent a message, I think, to the locker room, for the Bears, that hey, the organization wants to win. They're going to do everything they can. They're not going to let a guy leave. I mean, they lost yesterday. It hadn't even been 24 hours since they lost, and he's already like, okay, boom, let's get it done. And so when the Bears are able to do that, when they take the bull by the horns and kind of like just move in that direction, you gotta be glad for it. And like you said, you know, when you sit back and you stew over something, you think about this, you think about that, study long, study wrong. That's the term that a lot of people say, right? When you study long, you study wrong. And this is a situation where they knew what they wanted. They went ahead and took care of business and got him in-house.
Mm-hmm. And how about weakening the Lions too? Like, that's sort of like a, you know, you're pulling from your division rival. You're making them worse and you're making your team better. Like, God, it's so good. So good.
I'm excited to see what an actual scheme will do with Caleb Williams. You know, Caleb didn't, you know, I think we've been pretty, you know, solid in saying this. We've said this consistent. We've been very consistent in saying Caleb could have played a lot better. You know, 20 touchdowns to 6 interceptions at times was bad, but part of that is 2 head coaches, 3 offensive coordinators. To see someone that can scheme guys open the way that Ben Johnson can, that has me really excited. And again, the one that I talked about before either one of you guys got here is maybe, just maybe, he can sit down with Ryan Poles and be like, here are the 3 offensive linemen that we're going to get, because your inside 3 ain't going to cut it. It's just not, they need a serious upgrade in that front part of the offensive line.
Yep. I agree. Can I say one other thing?
Please, 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 please.
Ben Johnson, another thing that people, you know what I mean? We looking at Caleb and true enough, it's going to be great for his development. It's going to be great for him. But I look at Ben Johnson and you look at what he's done in Detroit. And it's like, they have a balanced team. When I say that, They got pass. They run the ball. They pass the ball. He caters to the abilities of his team, right? Of course, they're solid up front. That front line is great, right? The offensive line. But he caters to what Jared Goff can do, but he also leans heavily upon two running backs in that system. And I think somebody, you know, Brendan, you just mentioned it about DeAndre Swift. Hopefully, you know, he can either get on board or get lost or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? We're moving forward. So I like that. But I love that he's balanced. And what that does for you is when you're balanced like that, you don't have to lean one way or the other. And if somebody shuts something down, okay, we can pivot and do something else. You know, there are several teams in the league that are real pass heavy. And it's like, you know, you look at those teams and they work wonders. They do great. But if they run up against a team that's good against this or stops this, then when the pivot happens, what do you pivot to? And Ben Johnson's able to do that because he's been able to run the ball with Montgomery, without Montgomery. He's been able to pass the ball. So when you have a lot of things, I'm a big proponent of attacking all areas of the field. And that means passing and running the ball and your checkdowns. If you attack every portion of the field, it makes it super hard for the defense to kind of keep up.
Brendan, any last thoughts that you want to share before we get out of here?
No, I mean, it's going to be great to see, you know, what kind of staff Johnson puts together. Obviously we talked about Allen a little bit. We'll see. I think the big one, and to your point, both of you, you mentioned it, like we'll see if Hank Fraley comes over for, who is the offensive line coach with the Lions. Mm-hmm. That would be ideal because obviously he knows how to build a formidable unit that, to Dan's point, can create like a balanced attack, especially with two different running backs, different types of wide receivers, all of that. So, this is a great day. This is, you know, championships aren't won in, well, I guess they are won in January and February, but, you know, this early in the offseason at least. So there's a long way to go. I think we're all a little bit scarred about, you know, just kind of like seeing and, you know, show me that this is going to be different. But these are the steps you take to actually get there. And just seeing the reactions from everybody, from former coaches to players, like Jaquan Brisker is fired up. Yeah. Like everybody is just floored by this hire, and the Bears like actually got it right on paper. And it's going to be a really fun offseason.
Yep. The last thing that I want to throw at you guys before we get out of here is just think about what he did with Jared Goff, but also think about what he did with Jameson Williams. That guy was left also on the scrap heap. He's found a way to maximize guys' talents. And I just think about Roma Dunze has to be so excited. Cole Kmet has to be so excited. Caleb Williams has to be jumping up and down, like running around in circles, you know, with that cast on his hand for the assist that he had. Like, who cares? He is jumping up and down. Everybody's got to be elated on the offensive side of the football. And we'll see what happens with it. Boys, yeah. I can't say thank you enough. Dan, I just, you and me, man, for some reason, every time something big happens, when Justin Fields got picked up, Tevin Jenkins got picked up, we've been able to get you on, and just, we're so very thankful that you were able to step in and help us out today. Thank you so much. Just one more time, walk us through where people can get you, just to make sure that any of our listeners are with you.
Of course. Three Kings of the Midway, of course, is a podcast that we do. Myself, Devorah, and Ill Will, we still do that podcast. We have fun doing it. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus towards the end of the season, but we're going to get things picked back up and rolling pretty soon. Of course, Following the Play, which is on Team NBS Media. My co-host, I think she's somewhere in the comment section, Christy, she also is on that podcast with me as well. So we have fun. We talk about Chicago sports in general, but specifically the Bears. We talk about the Bulls. We talk about a little bit about the Sky as well. So tune in, check it out. And of course, we host spaces from time to time. I do a spaces. I was doing that every single game, of course, but you know what I mean? We there's no games now, but we will be having spaces and touch base and let everybody chime in and things like that. Thank you guys for having me. I always love it. I always want to be here. And I'm going to send out invitations to have you guys come on as soon as possible to come on and share your thoughts with our audience as well. I appreciate you.
We absolutely love it. Brendan, any last thoughts, anything you want to share, any shout outs, anything like that? Otherwise.
No, man, just, you know what? I will do one more shout out. I'll do one last quick shout out to you, Sears Tower. You massive fraud. Who deleted his account again after he said Ben Johnson's not on the plane? You know what? You know what? Just stop caping for, you know, anonymous landmark Twitter accounts, guys. Okay. Cause just it doesn't end well. And you know, a lot of people came after me when I said, look, this guy's like BS. You can throw stuff against a wall. Half of it's going to stick. But, man, his, magnum opus, like literally when, you know, he's like, nah, Ben Johnson's not doing that, whatever. And then he deleted his account immediately after.
Oh, so, yeah. Oh,
shout out to you, Sears Tower, you big fat fraud.
If you don't have real sources, don't. Just stop. Stop making it. The amount of people that were like, oh, here's how this Bears interview went. You're like, what are you don't, who are you? Like, you don't know what you're talking about. No. So, hey, hang out with the Three Kings of the Midway. Hang out with the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you. You can like, share, subscribe, comment on this video, wherever you're watching it. Folks, thank you so very much. And as always, Bear Down Chicago.
Shout out Jack, too.